We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Mabuhi, Veg Embracing viewers. That is welcome in Tagalog, a language spoken by around 57 million people in the Philippines. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, which was formerly AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatter, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Thar, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 96 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Chinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Lesotho celebrates its Independence Day. In technology news, European and French space agencies collaborate to estimate the carbon cycle of the Earth. In veg news, Australians are becoming more interested in healthy plant-based choices. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 4th, is World Animal Day, initiated in 1931 at an ecology conference in Florence, Italy, to bring awareness to endangered species. It now focuses on all animals and is celebrated around the globe. This day was chosen as it is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals. Blessing ceremonies for animals, seminars, dog parades, animal companion adoption campaigns, and music concerts are just some of the many activities held. It is a special time to honor our animal co-inhabitants and the multitude of ways they enrich our lives. May today and every day be one of joy and safety for each unique animal of the world.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to Sicily storm. Downpours of 230 millimeters of water in less than an hour on Thursday triggered floods and mudslides on the Italian island, where at least 20 people have perished, 40 people were hospitalized, and at least 400 people left homeless, as buildings were inundated or collapsed. Mudslides have rendered some areas inaccessible, with a state of emergency declared for the region that includes the hardest-hit communities of Trapani, Palermo, Agrigento, and Messina. Meanwhile, a canine team was dispatched to search for missing persons, while Italian fire brigades and the army have initiated rescue operations.
Supreme Master Qinghai has asked our Native Association members to go comfort, if they can, and help with whatever is needed, sending her sorrow and prayers. She offered $10,000 for those who lost loved ones, such as orphans, the elderly, and injured without help. Our gratefulness for the actions of the brave firefighters, army personnel, canines, and all other rescue workers. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immediate caring assistance to the Italian people.
We are saddened for the lives lost to these calamities and pray that the flood affected are soon restored to the comfort of their everyday lives. May such tragedies subside with our kinder efforts and the grace of the divine.
International neighbors lend helping hands to the Philippines, South Pacific, and Indonesia. In response to the recent tsunami, typhoon, and earthquake disasters where thousands have perished and countless more are without homes, countries and organizations worldwide have responded with an outpouring of emergency aid. Ireland is sending over $750,000, while the United Nations has dispatched emergency relief teams to the three affected regions, and aid workers from the United Kingdom, Germany, Russia, and Estonia were sent to join rescue operations in Indonesia. Norway is donating over $3.4 million to both Indonesia and the Philippines. For Indonesia's quake victims, the European Commission has pledged $4.4 million, the United States $3 million, with $500,000 coming from China and South Korea each.
Meanwhile, the South Pacific has received contributions of $220 million from the Red Cross, with New Zealand donating more than $250 million. In addition, a disaster response team from the World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, is working to rescue thousands of affected animals in Samoa. Over $15 million in humanitarian aid has been pledged by governments and organizations to ease the flood damage in the Philippines, including $5.3 million from the European Union and various member states, as well as $1.1 million from the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID.
When the disaster struck, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her heartfelt condolences and rushed financial aid totaling $65,000 to the Philippines, Indonesia, and the South Pacific. These donations could purchase as much as $707,000 in urgently needed items if bought in the United States based on the respective country's cost of living. Our grateful thanks and heaven bless all the governments, organizations, and relief personnel for your timely and meaningful help to those in need. Our deep appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely and unconditional support. We pray for the smooth recuperation of all the disaster-hit regions and that more and more people join in fostering considerate, virtuous standards.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Nineteen women released from Israel. Hundreds of Palestinians welcomed the freed women, some of whom brought with them new babies born during their detainment. German and Egyptian mediators assisted in the negotiations, which also resulted in the release of a video by the Palestinian Hamas group showing that detained Israeli Sergeant Gilad Shalit is alive and well. These mutual gestures are seen as hopeful in advancing dialogue for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Our appreciation, German and Egyptian mediators, and all others involved for your help in securing the freedom of the Palestinian women, along with our relief for the well-being of Israeli Gilad Shalit. Wishing many happy reunions in the homecomings of the newly freed as we pray for prevailing peace among all in the Middle East.
Swine flu treatment for the critically ill explored. In the deadly flu pandemic of 1918, which took the lives of 100 million people, doctors extracted globulin from recovered patients and transfused it to severely affected ones. Based on this method, US-based intensive care specialist Dr. Amand Kumar, MD, is working to develop a globulin treatment for approval in critical swine flu cases. Researchers in Europe and the United States are also exploring this procedure.
Dr. Lindsay Grayson, MD Director of the Infectious Disease Department at Austin Hospital in Australia, also suggested offering globulin treatment after discovering that nearly all pregnant women with severe swine flu cases were low in a certain protective virus-fighting antibody.
Meanwhile, swine flu infections worldwide continue to mount, claiming a total of 4,432 lives. The actual volume of cases are too large to measure. Swine flu death tolls rose to 6 in Iran, 4 in Italy, 20 in Formosa or Taiwan, with one of the most recent being the death of a 10-year-old, and to 9 fatalities in Kuwait with the loss of a 14-year-old teenager.
Our condolences and prayers, especially for those who have lost loved ones. We appreciate the efforts of Drs. Kumar, Grayson and others who are trying to develop better treatments to save lives. In our daily lives, we encourage people to come into balance with a vegan diet and its offering of a rich array of plant-based fare that boosts the immune system and protect from a wide range of illnesses.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Samples highly contaminated. A report to South Korea's National Assembly on tests conducted on imported beef and pork from various international sources showed that nearly 20% of the meat contained Staphylococcus aureus. Campylobacter jejune and Listeria monocytogenes were also present in some of the samples. All of these bacteria are toxic and cause food poisoning, with some leading to more serious illness. South Korean officials, we are thankful for this candid report warning of the dangers of meat consumption. May humanity's future be free of such damaging substances as we turn to the beneficial plant-based diet.
Brazil to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. This international event will be held for the first time ever in Latin America in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Upon hearing the International Olympic Committee's decision, Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said with tears of joy, "Our hour has arrived. It has arrived." Rio residents cheered on the famous Copacabana beach, where thousands had gathered to hear the announcement, and congratulations poured in from heads of state across the continent. "We join in special accolades, Your Excellency, Rio de Janeiro and Brazil, for your win as a host to the 2016 Olympic Games. Through this exciting event, surely many in the world will come to know and love the Latin American warmth and hospitality."
Save our planet. Hong Kong Climate Change Conference unites to save lives. Held on Saturday, October the 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong and Formosa, or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media and non-profit organizations.
VIPs attending included Dr. Mboa Wu, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Fong Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming, as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives.
"Today, more or less there are only 1,208 days left to save the planet from global warming, from destruction, by all the world's population becoming vegan. That is a small change and a small sacrifice that we all could afford to make and should make for the sake of ourselves and the future generation. Very small change, I think, very affordable change and very reasonable. But the countdown is there to remind us that we have a very short time, just a little over 3 years. For every single person to be veg to save life on Earth, again and again, I always mention, it's not just about the physical existence on this planet that we want to save, but we want to protect the children. And by doing that, we protect our noble self, our heroic, compassionate self, which is our true nature.
Thank you.
A highlight of the gathering was a touching ceremony honouring Bobsy, the founder of the veg-promoting Save the Human campaign, with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. The evening closed with a vibrant music concert celebrating the Moon Festival holiday and its spirit of oneness and love. Our appreciation all involved for a successful conference, and we congratulate Mr. Bobsy on his deserved recognition. We are full of gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who offers genuine concern and clarity for humanity at this turbulent time. May heaven bless our courageous vegan actions until we see all lives saved and inherent noble qualities preserved.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full broadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Hello, it's me, Tinko, the Tonkin Snub-Nosed Monkey, and this is my son, Kanto.
Hi there. Mom and I are vegetarians, meaning we eat no animal products.
We would like to share a tip on being frugal.
To prevent buying things on impulse, consider how many hours it would take you to work to pay for that item.
It may give you incentive to find a sale or a less expensive item, or help to keep you from purchasing things you don't really need.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Lesotho, observing its sovereignty achieved in 1966. Adjacent to South Africa on all sides, Lesotho has been described as kingdom in the sky and mountain country. Two-thirds of this beautiful land is mountainous. The traditional conical-shaped Basotho hat, which is featured in Lesotho's flag, is a national symbol. Our best wishes, citizens of Lesotho, for an excellent Independence Day.
In technology news, space agencies collaborate to estimate the carbon cycle of the Earth. The TROPISAR campaign of the European Space Agency, or ESA, together with the French National Centre for Space Studies, or CNES, will measure and map the biomass of tropical rainforests. The joint endeavour is taking place in French Guiana, South America, and being conducted in support of ESA's Earth Explorer biomass mission. It is envisioned that this undertaking will greatly enhance our knowledge of the carbon sequestered in forests and its fluctuations from the atmosphere to the land. Our heartfelt thanks, European Space Agency and the French National Centre for Space Studies, for your laudable efforts. May your findings help humanity to better protect our tropical rainforests, the irreplaceable lungs of our ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, a survey shows Australians are increasing their preference for plant-based meals. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on Earth. More very cool news coming soon here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, wonderful news for a marvelous world. In veg news, Australians choose more plant-based options. A survey conducted by Restaurant and Catering Australia in collaboration with National Vegetarian Week found that over half of the respondents were cooking more vegetarian meals than a few years ago. In addition, a third of those polled said that at least 30% of their main dishes were without animal products. The report also stated that 9 out of 10 chefs had the confidence to create their own meat-free recipes. Kudos, Restaurant and Catering Australia and survey participants, for your encouraging information. May the vegan trend be welcomed by the people of all nations for a sustainable planet.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told in Armenian entitled Snack Time.
Ես կարծում եմ առողջության մասին դիտակից լինելը սահման չունի։ Ես ու կինս այսպես կոչված ոչ սննդարար ուտելիք չունենք տանը շատ։ Մի անգամ թեթևան էինք ուտում տանը ու իմ թոռնիկը հարցրեց, թե ինչ վիտամիններ կան այս ուտելիքի մեջ։ Ես ասացի, որ չեմ կարծում, թե ինչ-որ վիտամիններ կա դրա մեջ, որից թոռնիկս ապշած աչքերով դիմեց ինձ։ Ուրեմն ինչ է, սա հաճույքի համար է։
And now for a hotline from Palestinian artist Najat El Kahari, who sends a lovely note as Supreme Master Television embarks on our fourth year. Ms. El Kahari's splendid works can be viewed at www.najat.ca.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I would like to congratulate Master Shinghai and the Supreme Master Television on their third anniversary. Spreading love and compassion to all fellow human beings is one of the most honorable missions in one's life. Thank you, Master Shinghai, for this wonderful work that will lead to peace in this world. Thank you for shedding light on the Palestinian plight, which is an essential element for peace to prevail among all people. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share in spreading the beauty of the Palestinian culture and heritage through your programs. Thank you for what you are. God bless you. Najat El Khairi, Palestinian artist.
Greetings, blessed Najat. Your warm-hearted letter is very much appreciated. Supreme Master Chinghai has a special reply for you.
Soulful Najat, thank you for your beautiful message. The pious Palestinian people are the much-beloved children of Allah. May the light of peace shine upon you and your fellow citizens soon, soon and forever, forever. Love, love, Chinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say palam na, which means goodbye in Tagalog.
May the cheerful bird songs greet you with the dawn of each glorious new day.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Through a signed memorandum, Russia will give Abkhazia telephone codes and assist the country in setting up a postal service, radio control system, and training for communication experts.
The University of California in Los Angeles, USA, organized a one-day volunteer campaign that saw 5,000 students participating throughout 26 work sites for a day of service to the community.
France and Qatar have committed to rebuild the hospital in Gaza, Palestine, after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to allow construction materials into Gaza.
During a visit to Seoul, South Korea, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg announces his country's openness to engaging in direct negotiations with North Korea to support nuclear disarmament.
Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announced plans to reduce the role of central government in the ownership of companies, as well as the national economy over several years.
Following the implementation of a complete alcohol ban in November 2008, police report that the remote Western Australian community of Umbulguri is much quieter and more peaceful.
Religious scholars from around the world gather in Geneva, Switzerland for the third interfaith conference initiated by His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia to promote human values of shared understanding.
US researchers announced success in translating recorded patterns of brain activity into pictures, a development that could lead to advances such as thought-controlled computers.
The Pushkin Museum of Fine Arts, one of Russia's main cultural landmarks, has digitized around 1,200 pieces of art, some which have never been on display, and is making them available for online viewing.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and King Ronald Mutebi of the Baganda ethnic group meet for the first time in 4 years to repair relations and further national peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.